The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Well, it's always exciting when you have a terrible disease and an antidote. There's a poison, a disease, and an antidote is developed. Well, we have a poison in America today called the cancel culture. And I am very happy to say that our parent company, Salem Media, is developing at least a partial antidote to cancel culture. It is called Salem Now. I want you to know about Salem Now, and so it is my privilege to welcome to the program Mike Reed, Senior Vice President with the Salem Media Group, and also a long time friend. Mike, welcome.
Well, Bob, it's a privilege to be on with you, and yeah, we go back many, many years, don't we?
Yeah, probably more than either one of us want to admit. Salem Media Now, Mike, this is pretty new, but man, you talk about something being for such a time as this. Kind of explain to us first, what is Salem Now, and describe a little bit of the genesis. How did this get started?
Salem Now is Salem Media Group's new video streaming platform. And on there, people will end up finding films as well as other video content. If they have listened to WRFD for over at least a year, back in 2020, I'm sure your listeners will remember running ads and hearing ads for Dennis Prager's No Safe Spaces. And then last summer, at the height of the racial unrest in the country, Larry Elder came out with a film called Uncle Tom. And both of those films were featured on SalemNow.com. What has happened is this platform has become a vehicle for us to be able to get content out that some of the other streamers, and particularly those platforms like Google, YouTube, even Amazon at times, they'll pull these type of films down. Yeah. Because they don't like the message of these films. And in addition to those two films, like right now there's a film up called America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. Until I watched that film, I was totally unaware that during his time as president, when Ronald Reagan, his counterpart for the Soviet Union was Mikhail Gorbachev. Mm-hmm. Well, in the film you learn that President Reagan shared the gospel with Mikhail Gorbachev. And even after they left office, those two became good friends. And so, I mean, I've been a student of history through my life. I never knew that story. And most people who I've mentioned that to, they were totally unaware of that story. And then there are other films like One Nation Under God that is a normal movie. It talks about a kid who takes a stand in his school when their school had deemed that you could not use the word God in the Pledge of Allegiance. And it's just a great film that showcases what our students are facing in schools today. So those are just four examples of the dozens of films that we now have on Salem Now. And it's kind of interesting how this all started. Back in the fall of 2019, one of our team members in my division, his name is Rob Ellis, he runs Salem Consumer Products, which is the parent entity that has Salem Now in it. And he felt like that we should develop a video streaming platform. And this was probably October, November of 2019. And at the time, he said, I don't know exactly what we do with this, but I just feel like we're supposed to do it. So he developed it.
Yeah.
Well, then last year, when all of us started experiencing the world of COVID and the theaters were shut down, one of our other team members was talking to Rob and said, you know, Dennis's film, No Safe Spaces, was in theaters last year, but they're planning to come out on video and DVD this summer. What if we go to them now and convince them to bring it out in March, now that the theaters are shut down? So we went and talked to Dennis and his team with No Safe Spaces, and they said, let's do this. And we were totally unprepared for the response that we got from the Salem listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not only the video streaming, they also had DVDs. And many people think today that DVD sales are dead. I can tell you, DVD sales are not dead. I forget how many tens of thousands of DVDs mm-hmm. that we sold with No Safe Spaces, because there were people that wanted to get the message of No Safe Spaces to friends who they knew would not buy the film, so they gave the DVD to them so that they could watch it. So then about April or May, somebody told me that Larry was working on this film, Uncle Tom. And Uncle Tom, if anybody's watched it, talks about how the social justice movement has kind of taken over our country. And unfortunately, we've got new developments in Minneapolis this week that are in the news. And when Uncle Tom was scheduled to come out, it was Juneteenth. Well, anyone mm-hmm. who knows anything about American history and black history knows somewhat the significance of Juneteenth or June 19th.
Right.
And they had already planned to release it on June 19th. Keep in mind, this is when the height of the riots were happening in our country. And to Ed Atzinger, who's our CEO's credit, I mean, we wrestled, are we being wise bringing this film out at this time? And there was one, position on this whole thing that was in the major news media and the traditional media. But I remember Ed telling me and telling those of us who were in this decision-making process, he said, it's always easy to do the right thing when it doesn't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that courageous decision, went on to where we did nearly $3 million of sales over the movie Uncle Tom over the next 90 days.
Wow.
So we, it became apparent that this was a new opportunity that I believe that God gave us at Salem, and now has been a vehicle for us to be able to get great content out there that is being censored in many opportunities from some of the other platforms. And it's just been a huge blessing for us, and I think for our listeners and more people.
We're talking with Mike Reed, Senior Vice President with Salem Media Group, and it is from his division that Salem Now was given birth. And Mike, I love stories when the story is, I really believe God wants us to do this, but I have no idea how to do it or where it's going to go, but I really believe God is in it. And it really sounds like Salem Now is the result of a perfect storm. The counterculture, because I remember the opposition to No Safe Spaces, Dennis Prager's movie, and the enormous opposition to Larry Elder's Uncle Tom, and movie theaters refused to show it, and then, of course, the COVID thing. So you got the counterculture on one side, and the COVID on the other. And out of this arose Salem Now, which would you say, Mike, is far exceeding any of your expectations a year ago?
Oh, we had no idea. It was just an idea then. And I can tell you, when we first did No Safe Spaces, just the DVD sales alone, we were totally unprepared for. We got so backlogged early on because we just had no idea of what our listeners' response would be. Dave Centrella is the president of our broadcast division, and there was one day, literally, we were doing the shipping of all these DVDs here in our building here in Dallas, and I went and took a picture of how many DVDs were going to Federal Express out the door that day, and he texts back, he said, are you running a sweatshop in Dallas? But it has just been sometimes, and Bob, you know this, because, you know, for the listeners that don't know, Bob was my pastor for many years when we lived in Columbus, and you'll relate to this, Bob. Often, when God tells you to do something, you have to step out in faith, not seeing everything.
Yeah,
in my
true.
Life, what I have found is that he'll tell you to do something, and he's not going to show you the complete picture until you start walking down the path.
So true.
But you'll never see the end result unless you first start walking.
Yeah.
And that's what we did with this. And thankfully, we work for a company that the senior leadership of this company has that same viewpoint, and they said, you need to end up doing that. And so now it's just been a huge, I think the blessings come because of our obedience and faithfulness. And, you know, even now there's this new, you know, the next development of it that we're exciting to be able to announce too.
Well, we've got to take a break, or one of our vice presidents in Dallas, Texas, will get really upset with us. So we're going to step aside just to take a quick break. We're talking with Mike Reed, Senior Vice President with Salem Media Group. We're talking about Salem Now. And this is a new development, but we have even a newer development about Salem Now that we'll share with you when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And we welcome once again to the program Mike Reed, one of our senior vice presidents with Salem Media Group. And he has had the exciting opportunity to watch the birth and growth of Salem Now, which is our parent company's video streaming platform. Mike, again, welcome.
Thank you.
There's something brand new. I mean, Salem Now is almost brand new, but for something brand new, there is something even brand newer.
It is.
And that's the app, the Salem Now app. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, we had the Salem Now. It was a good viewing experience, but we knew quickly once we got into this to be competitive with the marketplace, we had to step up our game and it could be a better experience. And, you know, more and more content, people are consuming, you know, video content on their phones, their iPads, and it was very apparent quickly that we needed to end up developing an app. I never realized just how much work goes into an app, particularly if it has an e-commerce component to it. So it took us about 8 months to come up with something that we were pleased with and that we thought our fans were going to end up being
Let me guess. You found somebody in the office that had a 12-year-old son that could put it together, right?
I wish. I wish. This one took a little more than a 12-year-old son.
Yeah.
But finally, I guess it was over Easter weekend, we finally got approval from the Apple App Store, and then the Android stores approved it as well. And we're just pleased as can be. So now, whether you've got an iPhone or a Droid phone, you can go to your app stores, look for Salem Now in the App Store, download it into your phone. If you already have an account with Salem Now, you just have to have your password to activate it. If you don't have an account, it's very easy to set up. You just follow the instructions that we have either in the app or on the website. And then all the content that we have on the website is visible in your phone. If it's a movie, you can go watch the trailer of that movie before. Decide if you want to go ahead and watch the full film. There's free content on there, like Dinesh D'Souza's video version of his podcast. And there will be other free content that we'll be putting up there as well that kind of matches the purpose of Salem Now. And that, and our purpose is basically the same purpose that we've always had with Salem, which is to provide Christian, conservative, political, and clean family-friendly content, whether it's through our radio, our streams, and now Salem Now. So it's just fitting with the mission of Salem, and as we talked earlier, with this cancel culture that's going on, it's becoming more and more important, and we kind of see ourselves as we're, you know, there's fewer media companies that are committed to these type of principles, and it's more important than ever.
Yeah. And maybe I shouldn't ask you this, but speaking of the cancel culture, do you have any fear at all that you could be deplatformed because of the conservative content and biblical content of Salem Now? Do you have any concern about that?
That's an ongoing challenge, and it's always a concern. And it's interesting that you bring that up, Bob, because literally today I've been trading emails back and forth with a few other executives in the company, mm-hmm. just because it's an ongoing thing. Many people know about Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
Well, Mike has just invested considerable money into a social media platform that has the components of Twitter and YouTube. And I think the rollout of that will be announced next week, next Monday. And so that's one answer. And I've heard rumblings that there's some other people that are creating some independent platforms that aren't resting on these other big tech companies' platforms.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, even I was going to end up saying as you know, another example of the content that we have on Salem Now, many may have kind of caught wind that there's a documentary called Created Equal. It's Clarence Thomas's story.
Yes, Amazon pulled it down.
Exactly.
During Black History Month.
Exactly. And so now you can see this on Salem Now. We have it on Salem Now's platform. So and I have watched it. I would highly recommend it. There were things about Justice Thomas's life and background that I never knew. And there's another one on there. We have the story of Herman Cain. It's called From Poor to CEO.
Yeah.
You know, their backgrounds growing up were very similar. But then you look at the impact that they have, you know, in the case with Herman that he had, and the case with Justice Thomas that he's having, I mean, it's just amazing to see the contrast with their stories, yet, unfortunately, some of the stories that we are seeing portrayed in media, and I do not understand why anyone who loves this country would not want their stories told.
Yeah. Salem Now, this is our parent company's video streaming platform. It is new, and even newer is the Salem Now app, which you can download from the Apple Store or the Android Play Store. And please, folks, take advantage of this wonderful resource. It really is part of the antidote to cancel culture. And you can be a part of providing that antidote and not only listening to the truth, sharing it with others. Mike Reed, God bless you. It is so good to talk to you again.
I appreciate you, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Salem Now, check out the app or salemnow.com. Salemnow.com. Or download the app on your smartphone. Bobberty Live will continue. Stay tuned.